starting again. With an apology.
An apology.
I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry. Anyways, hi, this is Clouded Talks. I'm Clouded, and I will be talking with Peter.
Okay.
Kenan. Kenan Peter.
Peter Kenan.
Yeah. Anyways, Peter is actually a very good person because he's here. He is here.
I am here.
At 11:30 now.
Don't say it like that.
11:30 at night and he's here. We're recording this because he doesn't want me to be inconsistent and reckless.
Fighting for our rights, guys. We need this.
You and whose rights?
I don't know. Anybody listen to this?
Okay. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I remember. Do you know those TikToks that, like, you're listening and then you genuinely don't expect it? Afu Kanye West just pops up on your screen.
That's I don't.
That's what you were doing right now. Like, I wonder. No, you know. Not here. Or you are my sunshine. Anyways. Today, we are gonna play a game. So I'm gonna tell you. I was gonna ask you a genuine question, you know, and you just lost your whole mind.
Nah.
I'm very tired. Okay.
Uh-huh.
What are you most afraid of?
I'm most afraid of.
What are you scared of? Like right now. Or, like, in a time lapse in the future. Like, for example, losing your hair.
I'm already losing my hair.
They didn't have to know that.
They don't
know how you look like. After, they're just picturing some random dude or something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, as a boy, how does that make you feel?
How does that make me feel? So this is what you remember. You're gonna come at me.
Yeah, I was gonna come.
Well, like, honestly, yeah, it's terrible.
Really?
It's horrible, man. It's like, it's shit.
I think you should just accept it, you know?
Eventually you do. It's like, I don't have a way out. So slowly you start to create
really
this way.
You don't have a way out.
You don't have a way out. So you just...
But your hair does.
Subject to abuse. But like, eventually, you know, you just maneuver around and you're like, so that when the balding comes, I can look good in a bald. That's all that you do.
Like wear a cap, you know?
I call that cap.
He's wearing a cap right now. Anyways, I think you should just agree with it and consider it as a transitional stage between a boy and a man. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like I'm the bad one. Like I'm pulling your hairs out one by one. No, I'm not. That's you and your genetics.
I wish my hair looked at me like that.
But it's... Stop. Anyways,
I didn't answer the question, though. I'm not afraid
of hair loss.
I'm not afraid of it.
What are you afraid of?
I'm going to look good in a bald, just really? So you know. I actually do look
good in a
bald. You're
going to be one of those, like...
Course. Nah, that's not working out. I don't see me like that. But,
Do you think your beard's going to connect?
Oh, it definitely is.
Sure.
It is.
Yeah.
I shaved, man. Come on.
Definitely.
I shave.
I believe you.
They believe me. I don't care.
So what are you most afraid of?
What am I most afraid of? Snake zombies.
Like?
Snakes that are zombies.
That are zombies.
Think about it. I zoned out. I'm still
You zoned out.
Yeah, when you asked me like a question, like, what am I afraid most? Shit.
You zoned out and you started thinking, and the first thing that came to your mind.
Yeah.
Mound. Mind.
First thing in my mind.
Snake zombies. I think if I was a guy, I'd be afraid of like my thingy. Getting like bit by a snake or something. Like, I wouldn't be afraid of the snake zombies, but, like, just imagine waking up one day and you're half the size you slept on.
Okay. Okay, now you're just gonna instill new insecurities, man.
Why are you being insecure?
Nah. No, insecure.
Somebody that's gonna come up with an action.
But just imagine.
Exactly. There's a lot of things that could happen. But now we're gonna talk about the political and economic state of the world. The Israelis got red heifers. You know what red heifers are?
Yeah.
They're cows.
Cows.
Specific cows. They wanted like red hair, nose splotches or whatever.
To the hoof.
Younger than 4 years, not giving birth. And they had specifics. They got them. 5 of them.
Yeah, from Texas.
And they need to like sacrifice them. And you know they started? This started, and they wanted to unleash, I don't even remember what. And no, you know, genuinely, these are
signs.
Creepy ass. Yeah, I haven't
like
gotten
that.
My first paycheck. I don't have a career. I think the world is ending, and I'm not gonna get it.
Man, you're playing. You're playing
well,
that. But I, now.
Nah. I genuinely think that.
I'm gonna be there.
Because I'm standing on business now.
Oh, is business standing on you?
Yeah. That I might. That was nice. But no, I'm standing on business. What do I look like a simp to you? I am. Because I am. I try not to be, but I am. I am a simp, guys.
I'm glad you're saying it out loud.
But you're also a simp. What are you talking about?
What you mean? What do you mean, huh? I ain't no simp.
I will personally repost the paragraph you wrote. Paragraphs.
That was just an expression of interest.
Expression of interest. Express your interest to her, not to the world.
No, to the world.
You know, when I saw that story, I was like, what happened to him? What happened to his mind? What happened? Is it really bad being a simp?
Depends what are you simping for, like, you know,
for a significant other. there's like stages. There's like
the
one that doesn't know you. You are simping. He doesn't know you exist. There's that one, and there's he knows you exist but he's just not.
Yeah,
that's for me. But for you, it's she knows you exist but she's just not. Put you to the side. Like,
how you know?
And then and then there's another one with they're like
so much pain.
They're simping for you, so then you're like, you're kind of liking the attention, so you're gonna, you know.
But that's also not existing for you.
What do you mean?
You're not in the set, man.
Uh-uh.
Come on.
How do you know?
This is Clouded Talks, not Clouded Delusions.
Yeah, you should. But you are in what? The first, the second?
I can't say.
What do you mean you can't say?
I can't say.
About what?
For the plot.
For the plot.
Yeah.
You like the plot. Yeah, I like the plot.
The plot likes me too.
The plot loves me.
Oh, it's a competition now, huh? Mm.
Is simping bad?
Is simping bad? Yes and no.
What do you mean?
I mean, no, like, if they're not interested...
Hypothetically, of course.
Yes, hypothetically.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically. Genuinely hypothetically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's bad, because, like, if they don't know you exist, or, like, they're not interested. I honestly feel, Kwamba, as long as you're not lying to yourself, you're not feeding yourself delusions. Then,
I love,
like,
delusions.
You are a delusion.
If you have a chance, I think you should go for it. Not, like, be crazy or something, or stalk their account, or make it, like, a fake Indian... Don't look at
that's
me like
specific
that. No, that's not specific. Uh-huh. I've just seen it on my For You page. I wouldn't do that. I think it's nice. I don't think something is nice, bro. Maybe Maybe you have had your own personal bad simping experiences. But me, mine are nice.
Oh, so you're calling yourself a simp?
I am a simp.
I
am.
Well, that's something to be proud of. But anyways, like, if you ask me, yeah. Simping is terrible. I'm not gonna lie. It's terrible. It's terrible, but it has its good. It's terrible, yeah. They gotta know. They shouldn't do that. Brother, what's that?
Love is like risk. Not everyone will get it. Why are you surprised? Don't you see your father? I personally I mean,
bad. That's evil.
But yeah, just imagine all this time you're waiting, and the way I'm such a romantic, I'm watching Before Sunrise to Before Sunset, the trilogy, Street 10 Things I Hate About You, 500 Days of Summer.
Was that Midnight Rising? Is it Midnight Sun? I don't know.
Midnight Sun. I watched Midnight it. Sun, yeah. Yeni, I don't. That is my genre. Rom coms, uni 2000s. That's it. That's all I watch. So.
There's like a lot like love.
Maybe my risk is watching it.
Hey.
You never know. My car. I'm very tired.
I'm tired too. Oh yeah, I actually wanted to ask you something.
Okay, ask.
Okay, so like, you know this, like, it's popular, yeah? What's one crime that, if you do it just once, it gets erased from the world? Just one crime.
Like, it gets erased as it in...
Erased, and like, you have to do that crime, and why nobody can ever do that crime. Why do I feel like you want crime. To... I feel like, what? Think about it. Think wisely.
I know what I want to say, but it's just bad. Any, you know, because it means that I would have to do it.
Yeah, you would have to do it.
You do it.
I know. What do you mean? What's that?
You do it.
What's that? You can't pass the ball like that.
I don't know. Like, I know, but I don't want to do it.
Nah, come on. You got to say. You got to be honest. Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
Why is Clouton not talking?
Okay, give me a list of crimes, best.
No, you know a list of crimes. Come on, don't pretend like you're that innocent. Ish.
I would rob a bank.
You rob a bank? How does... And then people would never rob banks? Exactly. I support people robbing banks.
No, I don't. I would rob a bank. That means I end up being rich and people never rob banks again.
How does that help society? It needs to be like a moral thing.
A good economy, price stabilization. Stabilization.
I am not about to sit here and have another economics lecture with you.
Okay. I would rob a bank. What would you do?
I don't know. You know,
does it have to do with children?
Just like putting me out there like that. Nah, but like, you know, I'm out here every day fighting for women's rights. I like, you know,
you're
I don't
foot
want to.
Dark skinned.
You know, stuff like that. But nah, like, seriously though, I don't know. I'd have to pick a certain race and try to do genocide on them. Then there won't be any more genocide. Morally.
My jaw just dropped. Like,
I'm trying
you
to
could
say...
have said anything.
I know.
And you chose genocide.
And I chose genocide.
It's a free country.
It's a small price to pay.
For humanity. It's 6. It's 12. I have a time. I have a problem with telling time, actually.
You told me about it, like in 24 hour or 12 hour?
No. Actually, I can't do 24 hours.
How?
I'm sorry. I have to do simple addition. Simple addition. 4 plus 1 on my calculator. I think it has low-key numbed my brain, but I can. It's not like, I don't know, Bella. I just, 24 hours just isn't doing it for me. That's what she said. Anyways. I prefer 12. 12 is it for me. But then again, like,
24 is sexy.
English and Swahili, when you mix it, when you sing time, like, oh, what time is it? And it's 9. And then I end up saying, oh, say
Satisa, yeah.
And then they're like, Satisa Faraji? Saivi Satisa? And I'm like, Bana, you get what I mean. Please. So, yeah. I'm very tired.
I'm tired, too.
Should we, like... Should we stop?
Should we stop?
Stop. Okay. Anyways, I'm sorry we aren't, like, as good, but then, you know.
And the world is not ending.
It is.
This is just her excuse to not do any more episodes.
No, it's gonna end and I'm not gonna have a career.
Give us a date.
I'm not gonna have a husband. I don't know what date.
Pick a date.
Any. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Okay, but what's something you're looking forward to do before? Don't look at me like that. Okay. Next question, please.
Okay. I don't know. I really wanted kids. I did. I wanted like a small version of me.
The world doesn't end.
Yeah. That's if promise. The world doesn't end.
But it is not gonna then end.
Maybe.
Fine, sure.
Okay, but like, I'll, you know, there's just like signs and stuff like that. Are you like a religious person?
My deen, I'm on the mad thing right now. Allah, never missed since I was 14. Mecca, I've been four times. The mosque, I'm addicted to. But yeah. Now, like, okay, I'm religious but not superstitious. I think this is actually something that people mistake in religion. And being religious, you can't be superstitious.
Exactly.
But there is the fact, if you believe there's something good, there has to be something bad. So yeah. It's like, it's not wrong to believe in witches, kulogwa, you should. That is real. Someday, I'll show you.
Show what?
The world. Nah.
Ah, okay, Aladdin.
What?
Nah, nothing. I can show you the world. I was, you know, we were trying to say bye, Hapa.
Yeah.
He is traveling to Iringa in about 3 hours.
Three.
See, in about one and a half. Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here and considering me. And not, you know, if he wasn't here, I would have. Yeah. I'm very tired.
Make a great team.
I just want to go to bed. Stop. I want to go to bed and you have to go do your things.
I was about to slide in.
Nah. You want to slide in with what?
What?
No, you're cringy.
I am very cringe. That is true. But at least I'm not simpy.
What is that supposed to mean?
I wonder.
Okay, I'm just a romantic. Let's rephrase that. Before I finish this episode, I am not a simp. I am a romantic. Okay.
But a hopeless romantic is a simp.
Not a hopeless. I'm not a hopeless romantic. I'm a romantic. Just
where's
that.
Your hope?
I have no hope. That's why I'm telling you. Love
hopeless.
Is like...
Not
like that. Okay.
English.
I have hope. I have hope in romance. I love love. Like, if I see it, I need it. I'm like, yes. I'm not like a hater like you, Snuya. Just enjoy the vibe. You don't have to be such a hater all the time.
Justify yourself. Justify the means.
All I'm trying to say is that I'm just a romantic. Like,
yeah.
Small things are very good.
Small things for a big thing like you?
Yeah, the thing in my pants, yeah.
Come on. Hey.
Good night. I think we should call this a night.
We should. Bye.
Bye.